Welcome to Mighty House.
This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611.
From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Nice. All right. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgill, and the Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call. It's 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call. 877-711-5611. We got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And in our third hour, we'll be talking with Steve Zamborski, and he is the R&D Technical Manager at NAPCO right here in Skokie, Illinois. And if you want to know what that is, you're going to have to stick around to the third hour. This is very cool stuff. They do a lot of cool things there. And so stick around for the third hour there and when we start talking to Steve. And, of course, you know, we are taking your calls, answering your emails for the entire 3 hours. You can join us right now on Facebook Live, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance, your chance, to win a choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And Robbie's walking in with a pigeon now. She's collecting. Pigeon? Yeah, she's collecting pigeons. So I don't.
Why?
I have so
I don't
many
know.
Questions.
We're going to have to find out. She was walking in a little slow. So we'll find out. She, you know, she's had this thing. She always had, you know, brings in stray dogs and stuff all the time. So she must have found a stray pigeon. And now, she's shaking her head. Yes. She found a stray pigeon. So now she's got a poor pigeon in a cage.
It's like a bundle of cat food.
Yeah. It's a bundle of cat food. There you go. Oh, Garrett, go ahead. Say again.
It's a racing pigeon.
Oh, okay.
And, it was in my neighborhood, and it has a green band on it.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of, you know, ignored it because I thought, well, maybe it's some sort of, like, tracking, you know, like the city is tracking, whatever. And then a neighbor called me, like, hours later and was like, there's a bird in my yard. And so I posted on our next door, you know, neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
And someone said, call, you know, this bird rescue thing. So I called them, and they said, yeah, every week in Chicago, people race these birds.
Sure.
And either, I mean, it could be a million things, but they say if the bird doesn't win, they abandon it. Abandon it.
Oh, really?
They say sometimes the bird, they just don't want the birds anymore. They just
leave them.
Sometimes the bird could be hurt. The bird could have not been able to find its way back home. So somebody's supposed to call me to, you know, arrange.
They're calling 877-711-5611 to arrange pickup of their racing pigeons.
To pick up their losing pigeons.
No. It's a rescue. We're not giving them back because, so what I did in the meantime is I've been looking up about racing pigeons.
Uh-huh.
And I can't be 100% sure that this was in a, well, it does have a band that says AU, which could be August. It says AU 2018, uh-huh. So it could be the race, but also AU is avian, I can't remember, union, which is the union for pigeon racing.
Okay.
So it has that. It says Chicago, and then there's a number on it. So anyway, if anybody knows anything, 877-711-5611. But this pigeon walked right up to me and my dog. So I'm going to let her walk around here. I know Randall doesn't care. I'm going to let her walk around because she's been in the cage, you know, since yesterday.
She?
Sure. Her name is Kiwi.
Kiwi?
Mm-hmm.
Because?
Do you really want to know, Rich?
I don't know. I don't know if I really want to know. But, yeah.
Her name is Kiwi.
Okay. We're just going to leave it at that.
All right. Because about 2 weeks ago, I found another bird. A neighbor found another bird, called me. It was a beautiful, it looked like a parakeet, but it was like more special looking.
Uh-huh.
And it was beautiful, green and yellow. And we named it Kiwi, and it didn't make it through the night.
Oh, so this is Kiwi too.
Kiwi also. I just felt it's a tribute to Kiwi.
Okay.
But look at this beautiful bird. You could put your, Randall's going to come. Here, you got to, wait, we got to put the bird on. Can the bird have his own screen?
The bird needs its own camera.
I could put the bird on the other side. Do you want the bird on the other side? Okay, I'm going to move the bird. Talk amongst yourselves. If anybody knows anything, and then so what I did is I've been researching, and 15 years ago, bird racing was outlawed in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Because of the cruelty. Because, again, birds, they didn't want, they would kill them, you know, drown them, snap their neck, you know, things like that. They're very, very
like
cruel.
Like a chicken farm?
Well.
Okay, go ahead. Never mind.
That's what some people are saying. Then other people are saying, you know, it's a very respected sport in Eastern Europe, and birds that are winners can go for thousands and thousands of dollars. So you have part of the community saying it's a horrible thing, part of the community saying it's a wonderful thing. And now aldermen are fighting right now to get it back to be legal.
Really?
On the Northwest side.
Really?
Yes. As of literally as
sounds like sounds like greyhound racing to me.
Which is legal in Florida, right?
Yes, for now.
Yeah. So there's a big brouhaha. You talk to, you know, people who are against it, and they're like, it's just so flippin' cruel. So the thing is, these are all hand-raised.
Oh, and that's why it walked up to
which
you.
Which means they wouldn't survive in the wild unless somebody picked them up.
Exactly.
Before their dog ate them.
This poor bird has not eaten or had anything to drink. She's just not doing it, so I feel very bad.
She's dead.
She's not dead. But the point being,
she'll be the unbird.
If you're abandoning these birds, if they can't get back or they get injured or whatever, they have no way to survive.
Yeah.
So, and that's very sad. So there's a big, again, debate going on right now.
What are you feeding her?
What's she doing?
Are you regurgitating worms for her?
She's eating. This is the first time I've seen her eat. She must be comfortable here, Randall. I swear.
Well, that makes one of us.
My neighbor had some pumpkin seeds, and I put down like a cracker.
You get some bird seed?
Well, the rescue said they'll eat anything.
Oh, they will.
So
okay.
And I'm not, you know, it was like at 10 o'clock at night, I wasn't going to run out and get
Bird
seed.
Okay.
But then I put like a cracker with seed in there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's the first time I've seen the bird, but the bird needs to drink. Okay. You guys talk amongst yourself, because this is Mighty House Radio Show.
No, this is...
Randall?
This is a Robbie Earhart show. What are you talking about?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you brought a bird into my studio.
You know what used to live in the studio, right?
A very cute puppy.
Uh-huh.
This is a hand-raised, could
You're
be worth...
that.
I am assuming it, but based on...
Because you just picked her up, right?
I did put a towel on her because I was afraid. Uh-huh. I don't know if she can fly or not. She tried to, you know, a little bit. But right. Yeah, she's been walking around for
she
hours.
She probably has rabies and just at the end of her life, and you just found...
Way to bring the mood down, Reg.
Mr. Sorry. Positive.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves now. I have things to do.
No, I'm just worried, you know, because, you know...
Hey,
say it, Rich.
Diseases is.
Yeah. Hey, Rich?
Yes, sir.
Is that a fan on a table behind you? What is that?
Well, it is, but I'm having all kinds of technical issues this morning, so I'm just going to go along with the program as long as I can before I leave.
Okay.
I understand your fear of diseases, but these are not wild birds. And
where'd you find it? In your living room?
And the band.
I thought you
also
found it outside with your dog.
The band is also telling you that this is not a wild bird. You know, it's numbered, it's banded.
Uh-huh.
So.
There she goes. All right.
Yeah,
excellent.
Exposure.
Oh, you know what? Maybe Will can bring her some donuts.
Is Will listening?
Sure.
I think she would like jelly donuts.
There you
know
go.
What? And I think Randall would like Randall, I don't understand you.
What kind of biscuit do you like, Randall?
Chocolate.
Any.
Any biscuit? Okay, there you go.
You know I'm going to take her out.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know. And let's see if she can fly.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Hey, you know what? The music's playing. What? There's the break. So,
just in the nick of time.
Yes, it was. All right, here we go. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll find out what Robbie's got on the table for us next. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
There you go, Robbie. Fine.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm
how's
sure
that? Is that good, Randall?
What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590.
Are we get
and get all your answers from the experts.
We're getting an echo
this
here from somewhere.
Is Mighty House.
Oh, they're free.
Is that better? That's more better. There we go. I had it running on the background. That was my problem there. So, all right. You know what?
What?
What? What? All right. There we go. So now I think we've got the, we're going to have the bird there on the other camera. That's what we've been messing with. So, okay, there you go. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at
MrFloor.com. And if you don't mind me saying, you're a little bit loud. I think she's frightened. So if you could tone it down just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. Yeah.
This is going great.
Thanks, Randall.
I like that.
Just a tad.
How come you guys have your camera off?
Camera off? I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask Randall.
I'm getting no feed.
It just popped off. There we go. Now we're back. So, cool. All right. So, what were you doing this week, Robbie, besides rescuing birds?
Nothing.
Nothing? Really?
Nothing. No, it was a...
Quiet day?
It was a quiet week.
Quiet week?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. One thing that I found pretty interesting. Did they send this to you? It was a someone had reframed their 1880s house that was sagging. And I think you reposted it. Or was
oh,
that
yeah.
Rich?
No, that I
you?
Did.
Did
I
they
did.
Send that to you?
Yes, they did. It was like somebody who knew somebody.
Oh, somebody who knew somebody.
Right.
Got it.
Right. It was like, you know, they're my friend's friend,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Yeah, so they had a rotting, a door that would not open and close properly, depending on the season, and because everything was heaving and moving around. So what they ended up having to do was jack the house up. They reframed the wall underneath that was all rotted out, and then they made it all new again. So it looks pretty good.
And where can you find this video?
On the Facebook. What are you doing?
That's the login.
Oh, I thought you were playing bird noises for
I
the
will
bird.
Now.
That was those were seagulls, but yeah, you don't want to do that.
It's a great idea.
So, you know, when you have, and this was like a walkout second floor where the door was, so it was constantly moving and stuff. So now they've reframed it. So hopefully it was the framing that was the problem and not something more drastic in the foundation. But generally when those things start to happen like that, you need to jack them up first and straighten out the walls. So, pretty interesting to watch what he had done there. So it was fun.
Yeah. So anybody wants to like us on Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook, you could see this video.
Yep. Yep. Or post your own of whatever you've gotten into.
Which would be even more fun.
More fun. Yeah. So that'll be good.
What did Rich do this week?
I don't know. Rich?
Went to work.
How many fires did you put out? Can you count them?
No. Especially on Wednesdays.
What happens on Wednesdays?
That's the only day of the week everybody works down here. Mondays, nobody comes into work. They're still hurting from from the weekend. And
right.
Then Tuesday, you get a little bit of stuff done. Wednesday, you're slammed.
Yeah.
Thursday, it tails off. And Friday, nothing happens because everybody left again till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no.
No, it's seriously. It's like Wednesdays, everybody knows. Don't come see me. Don't do nothing. I'm chilling.
See? And the thing is, I think what happens up here, Monday, nothing happens because everybody's still like hungover from the weekend or whatever you want to call it. But then by Tuesday, that's when everybody sends out their emails trying to get all their work done for the week. And you just get slammed with all the emails and questions and stuff. And then after that, you know, Wednesday seems to be fairly normal. And then Thursday right. and Friday, everybody's gone again. So I don't know that's much different here, you know. Except for Tuesday, everybody's at work. Instead of yours, you're saying Wednesday, everybody's
Wednesday,
at work.
Wednesday, yes.
Yeah. No, it's usually like Tuesday here. So maybe what we're doing is we're getting Tuesday, Wednesday out of people in the north. You know,
well, there
the
you go.
Part of the country.
You have twice as much productivity as we.
Yeah. Versus the.
You get 2 days out of the week. And
yeah.
We only get one.
Right. There you go. So,
how come on some screens I could see 4 videos? And on some, I can
that's
only see
the pre. That's you're seeing what Randall's playing with. So Randall on the left side there of the screen is what he's preparing for the live shot, which is on the right side.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that seems to be what happens around here anyway. So let's see. What do we got? The excuse me. I did
yes.
you. The shipping containers, I need to go talk to Mark Willie about this. He's starting to build the shipping container homes, mm-hmm. and he's actually got, I think, 6 or 8 already going and set up out there. And they're going to be up there until the end of November. It's at Fullerton Park or something like that. So he's actually starting to build these now. And it's pretty cool that the city of Chicago is, one, allowing this to happen, and, two, they're actually working to try and bring these, you know, these tiny homes or the shipping container-style homes around and let people start using them. And they're actually working up new policies now for how to deal with those because, obviously, their building codes are going to be a little bit different. So they're actually working on writing new codes for all that stuff, which will be pretty cool. So,
right. Although, like, all you got to do is have good tie downs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for you guys, that it seems like you could, you know, strap it down or could actually bolt it to a foundation, right?
Yes. Well, you could strap it to a foundation or bolt it down, but we don't do foundations.
You don't do foundations?
Not really.
Oh, you pour
slab on grade and some footings and stem wall, but. Hardly what I would call
a foundation.
Foundations.
Catherine Forrest, let me just ask real quick. You said we have the wrong phone number on the voiceover.
Yes.
Which voiceover?
Yeah, it depends on which one I play. There is one that is incorrect. I understand. And I keep trying to remember to send that off to our production team to have it corrected. And I consistently forget week after week. So.
Well, the correct number is 877-711-5611 if you'd like to call in.
Right. Oh, and look at that. You're looking through at Robbie through the birdcage now, too. That's pretty good.
Hi, baby.
So.
And yeah. Somebody likes the new background for the Florida guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because nothing's working today. I got you guys on like a wallet size photo.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I seem distracted because I can't see you. It's all.
It's so funny. On my computer, you're frozen and it looks like you're sleeping. Your eyes are closed.
Oh,
maybe
probably,
you're looking down.
Probably did have them closed.
Nope. You're definitely sleeping.
Definitely sleeping.
Nice. More fun than a barrel of hammers.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That was first one this morning. So I went over to a rental unit that we got a call on. So we were going over to check out the rental unit. Something mm-hmm. I think everybody should know, and if the air conditioning is problems, we can talk a little air conditioning issues here in this segment. Air conditioning was having issues, and so then I went and I looked, and in our infinite wisdom, we had written the date on the furnace filter.
Yes.
The furnace filter was 2.5 years old.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. And it was clogged so bad. When we pulled it out, there was so much junk in there that we actually had to vacuum out the where the filter goes, because it was so, there was so much gook on it. It like scraped it off the filter when we pulled it out.
I would hope that our listeners know to change, but it's one of those things you just can't say enough.
They don't remember. You know, it just doesn't happen. Like, oh yeah, I got to change the furnace filter. But you know, time goes and you keep forgetting.
You like dusting your house.
Yeah,
it's usually a good sign that your furnace filter is trashed. Is an increase in dirt.
Yeah. So that's part of the reason that the AC wasn't working that good, because there was no air moving through it. So we went ahead and changed, because there was a duplex unit. So then we went ahead and changed the furnace filters and cleaned the other furnace while we were there. But just a quick, that one was only a year old in the other unit. So buy a package of the filters, just get the cheapy ones. And change them. I know they say every month, but, you know, every couple of months, swap them out, put a new one in. And if you really want to help it out, you can spray it with some Pam, and that'll help stuff stick to it even faster. And then that way it'll clog up a little bit faster. You got to change it more often, but it'll clean some more stuff out of the air. Don't be using those big pleated filter deals that choke off the furnace.
The allergen ones?
Yes, yeah. You don't want to be using those unless your system was designed for those, and most likely it was not. So, if you'll notice in here, it's a little cooler also, Robbie. It's not so hot in here anymore.
It's a little cooler.
So they were having problems.
Ron opened a window.
No. Check this out. So Chuck, the general manager, calls an HVAC guy because it was really hot in here. The guy comes out to look at it, and there's a sliding plate that's in the ductwork to block it off to come to this side of the building.
Why?
Oh, like, you mean like a baffle?
Yes.
You mean like
Why?
A damper?
Yeah, so the slide-in damper, the slide-in thing, it's just blocking off all the airflow to this half of the building. So they pulled that out. They thawed out.
And voila.
Everything works. It's amazing. So they that same thing was going on. There wasn't enough air going across the coils. And it started to freeze up, because you need a certain volume of air to go across those coils to keep them warm enough so that they don't freeze. And if you're choking off the airflow through there, then it'll freeze up, ice up, and then you don't get any cooling at all. So that's why you want to keep your furnace filters clean and take out any like baffles and stuff that might be slowing down the airflow from parts of the building going to the other part. It makes things work a lot better. Just saying.
Nice.
Just saying. So, all right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
All righty. You know what? You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. I don't know why. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And I'm not sure, hey, Randall, should we move the bird over a little bit more so it's like got the red background? Can you do that?
I suppose.
So, I mean, this is where Robbie just brings in her
don't you have
strays.
A kitty? You can have a kitty.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. Keep moving. There we go. Perfect. Right there, Randall. I think that's perfect. Yeah. See there, because she Robbie needs to know that the bird can be seen.
Yes.
So, there. Are you feeling better now, Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure. All right. So, Rich, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm lovely.
Lovely?
Yes, lovely. I'm just sizing up that bird for, I don't know if it should be mango habanero or just straight up barbecue.
Oh, there you go. You got the look.
It's like the White Castle of chicken there.
Uh-huh. There we go.
Yes.
You all right, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm great.
You're great.
Rich isn't great.
Rich is fine.
Rich is absolutely fine.
I just believe in Darwinism. Find an animal that's not doing well. It's time.
Yeah.
It's not that it's not doing well. It's fine. Somebody posted that sometimes after a day of rest, they're fine. So potentially, you know, the bird was flying hundreds of miles and it just needed a day to rest.
To get home?
I mean, homing pigeons and passenger pigeons were a big part of winning World War I and World War II.
But actually, you think we should just kill it?
No.
Maybe its ancestors saved.
Is a World War II vet.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
To take some DNA, send it to Ancestry.com.
There you go. A feather. Just a feather. That's probably all they need.
Yes. And then they'll go to their catalog of homing pigeons from the war and match it up.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Hey, you started this, Robbie.
Sounds like a legitimate plan to me.
What? Okay. Why didn't you leave it at home?
Because the rescue that I called, they said one of the volunteers who can transport this bird to a sanctuary lives in Evanston.
Oh, okay.
So I thought perhaps if they're going to call me this morning, it would be easier this way.
Got it.
And besides, what's more fun to tick off Randall?
Barrel of monkeys.
A barrel of hammers. This way I get to accomplish many, many things at once.
Uh-huh.
Tick off Randall.
Yeah.
But then Randall is getting donuts, so.
Hey, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yes.
So just a quick wrap up from right now. It's going to be hot this weekend again, so the ACs are going to go back on. Check your furnace filters. Make sure that the air is flowing through them properly, and that will make your air conditioning work way more efficiently. And if you've got any, like, baffles and stuff that are, like, blocking off parts of the ductwork to half the building, you may want to open those up. So that the air can flow properly.
The little levers on your ductwork that say summer, winter.
Yes.
Or some just say up, down, or open, close. But yes, you want to go around in your basement and look at those.
Yep. So sometimes those are there to balance the whole house and make it work effectively the whole time. But other times it's to move air to different parts of the house. Like if you have a two-story, three-bedroom house and it's always hot upstairs in the summer. And it's hot up there in the winter, so then what you'll have is baffles to change the seasons so that you're pushing more air up there during the summer when the AC is on and less when the heat is on. So you have to watch the dampers and see what time of year it is and whether or not you should be opening or closing those dampers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that'll happen during a basement remodel, too, is people will just drywall right over all of that stuff, and now you don't even know where they are. So you should be creating access panels so that way you can access those areas and make those changes that you need to. So
yes.
That's the way it goes. You're good now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we talk about, like, semantics, like just the different phrases for different things. Like when we talk about a rim joist on a house or, you know, some call it you got a rim joist, or it could be called
a band joist.
Yeah. So I have a broken water main in front of the house yesterday. So I called the city and I go, I think there's a possible break in the water main. It's not, you know, like tons of water coming out, but there's a puddle where there shouldn't be because we haven't had rain in a few days.
Right.
So it should be gone. Well, where is it at? I go, it's in the parkway. She goes, what's a parkway? I go, you know, that area between the sidewalk and the street.
Uh-huh.
She goes, well, that's a swale.
Swale?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because everything down here is a ditch.
Right.
I go, I don't have a ditch. It's level. So I call it a parkway. She just started laughing. Like, she'd never heard the word parkway before. She works for public works. She didn't know what a parkway was. I'm like, it's the area between the side. You know, it's like, that's the, it's the, it's the city property that we must maintain by law.
Right, right, right. That's amazing. So.
Yeah, I thought, it was just one of those funny things. Like, she'd never heard parkway before. That's just funny.
Well, I assume that that's only a Chicago thing.
I don't think so. No. I mean, I'm curious myself. What do you call the area between the sidewalk, assuming you have them, because obviously you get rural, they're like, just, we don't have sidewalks. But the area between the sidewalk and the curb, what do you call that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
What did he say?
Will just walked in with the donuts for the bird, and he said it's a flying rat.
Yes, that's what pigeons are.
Yeah. What was it? Pull up the mic there. Throw those headsets.
Since hey, Will, you're
dressed for work.
I'm dressed for synagogue.
That's not synagogue dress.
For,
it's like
for
you're
Will,
dressed for work.
For Will, it is.
Work is the orange shirt.
Uh huh.
So
the blue t-shirt is synagogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's hot up there. So. And I had to carry Torah, too. The reason it's not flying is it's Shabbat.
Oh, jeez.
Not allowed to work today.
God says take a day off every week, and I'm going to argue.
Okay.
But anyway.
That's what I do on Mondays.
There you go.
By the way, you're talking about water things.
Who are you, by the way?
Will Decker.
And?
A home inspector.
Thank you.
And look on a bright side, he saved the cost of a phone call.
Yeah, there you go.
The
Of course, he's spending on donuts.
Yeah.
They're tearing up our street, Emerson.
Yeah.
From.
Oh, wait. Knock, knock.
What? Who's there?
Emerson.
Emerson, who?
Emerson, nice shoes you got there.
Yeah. Actually, work shoes. Anyway. They're putting in a new water main for.
Wow. Come on. We interrupt this routine to bring you a radio
for Miles Morton Grove.
No?
Big, huge thing. And they're ripping up the whole street. And right on the corner, my house is right on the corner.
Yeah.
They were taking it up, and they had a local gas, a gas main, two drainage sewers, and a septic sewer, and electric. And I've got right in my corner by my house, there's three manholes, and there's one in the street.
Right.
They nicked the gas line.
Ooh.
And, so they come to my house, and they're like, hey, you're going to have to leave your house for a few hours because this, and I'm there. What am I going to do? It's my dogs.
Right.
90 degrees out. So I'm driving around with my dogs in the car, 90 degrees.
Right.
And they're just all the work they're doing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing I found is one of the big sources of income for the city of Chicago is selling water.
Really?
And so they're selling it. You know, the water.
Yes, it goes from, from city of Chicago all the way down to past Joliet now.
Yeah. The there's that well area on Caldwell and Oakton.
Okay.
And they're running the pipe over to that, all the way from Evanston. So, it's fun.
Cool.
Anyway, so we got the whole street tripped up and all this other stuff. They took out a tree. I've got a neighbor of mine who's Korean, and he's really into feng shui, his garden. They whacked off a couple of, the truck just came and got a couple of branches of his tree. He's out there. I thought it was going to be the start of North Korea. You know?
That's funny.
But it's fun.
Yeah,
anyway,
cool.
Have fun with the donuts.
All right, enjoy synagogue.
Yep.
And thanks for the donuts.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It, Will.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
See you, Will.
Rich says bye.
Bye-bye.
He's got to run. So,
yes.
See, that's what you do. You put out the request like that, Randall, and boom, there you go. It's taken care of.
Hey, Randall, maybe you should raise it up a little. Maybe look for a pound of 20s or something. I don't know.
I'm planning on what I'm asking for next.
Yeah,
you go.
You didn't,
and you have to think it through.
You didn't realize it was going to be that quick, huh? No, that's all right.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So, okay.
So many bizarre comments.
About the bird? Go ahead.
Please release me. Let me go. From flipping houses to flipping birds.
Ah, yep. There you go. Mm-hmm.
If you love it, let it go. If it was meant to be, it'll return.
There
Unless you get
go.
Hit by a car, eaten by a cat, other than that, it's good.
Robbie's not in a cage anymore. Thank you, Randall, for fixing that.
Uh-huh.
Catherine wants to comment. She called in sometime back to talk about paint.
Yep.
And we apparently recommended Benjamin Moore for her.
Yeah.
She went to their webpage. She entered a contest, and she got a letter yesterday that she won 2 free gallons of paint.
That's a little over $100.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About $150.
There you go.
Rock on.
I know, sister. Rock on, sister.
So there you go. Benjamin Moore's got some good products there, too. So
Sherwin-Williams.
Sherwin-Williams is good. And look for the low, no VOC stuff. It's it's really good quality paint.
Yeah, we're a national buying program for Sherwin-Williams, so I always have to do that. Which means I get it for cheaper.
Sure, yeah, there you go. That's all right. Sherwin-Williams makes a good product, too. So there you go. All right. So, you know what? It's time for the tip of the week coming up next.
Oh, my gosh.
It's already. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Did we miss it?
No, not yet. It's coming up next.
Okay.
You want to tease it?
It says it right on the bottom of the screen. The tip of the week comes to you at 7:50.
We can't read that. It's too far away. And I don't have my glasses on.
Excuse me.
We'll be back right after this.
It's Mighty House.
It's on the scroll. It just keeps going by all over. Robbie tried.
Here I come
to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how could they do that?
You run right over to mightyhouse.net. Click on the contact page, fill in the blanks.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I slurred. and then click on submit, boom, done. And you'll know who's coming on the show, what's going on each week. It's good. It's good on you.
Except for you wouldn't have known Kiwi would be here.
Because
we didn't know Kiwi was going to be here until Robbie walked in the door.
Who's Kiwi?
Pretty normal any week.
Yeah. Kiwi, you have to go on Facebook and do Facebook Live to see Kiwi.
Uh-huh. You don't need to sign up for, you can just go to Facebook and then you type in Mighty House Radio Show. It'll pop up. You don't even need an account.
It's Robbie's newfound flying rat in a cage.
It's not a rat.
It's not?
Pigeons are flying rats. Well, till you get down here, then seagulls are flying rats.
Right.
All the same.
Seagulls are cool, though, because you can throw stuff in the air. They snatch it out of the air.
Are you kidding me? That is the... We watch people do that all the time sitting on a beach. And you uh-huh. see tourists like, oh, that's so cute. And they open up a bag and they start doing that. Uh-huh. And then they have like 500 of them around. Uh-huh. It looks like the birds, you know, like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Like, Hitchcock's going to come walking down the beach going, you're an idiot.
Have you ever done that on a boat? You know, while you're on the boat and you see one come by and you toss a potato chip out there. And then now they're following the boat.
Nice.
And you just throw them out there. French fries, whatever you got on the boat. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy though.
That's fun. That's some good entertainment
some silly
there.
Stuff. I mean, most people just put, you know, they have fishing line all strung over the ceiling so that
it keeps them away.
Keeps the birds from getting interested.
Right. Yeah. True. All right. So let's see if we can do the tip of the week here. Let's go. Where are we? Where are we? Oh, no.
I don't know.
I got it. So this is the Your Name Here tip of the week. Brought to you by whoever wants to be. So here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Why do they call me Sparky? Yeah. You're Sparky. You're an electrician.
It's the way it is.
All right. Yep. So when it comes to home improvement, you know, you don't expect your potential clients to be experts on remodeling or home building. So I find it's important to concentrate on what they know best so I can get paid when I'm done.
Okay.
But what's really important is setting expectations. So even though somebody calls you out to do this kitchen remodel or bathroom model, they might think that for that number, they're going to get what's in their mind's eye, and it might be something really different from what you're figuring.
Uh-huh.
So you got to set those expectations. Their expectations are for me to determine if the job can be done, let them know how much it'll cost, and how long it'll take, right?
Yep.
But when meeting with them, the second or third time, sign a contract, you both have new expectations. Well, in a sense, you know. So their expectations are for me to explain the project in more detail, tell them about the products we're going to be using, specific brands, model numbers, maybe lay out the schedule, tell them when I'm going to start, and more importantly, when I'm going to finish.
Right.
So we talk about it for quite a while, and you know, with the contract, and you want to be specific. But you got to let people know that as things happen, you know, things will get, there's always the chance that you can have delays due to weather, labor, you know, strikes, whatever, acts of God. But you don't make that into a big deal. In other words, you don't have tons of this. Holy crap, it's all fixed. So it wasn't on my end. It was on his end. It was on his end.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, but setting expectations is huge. So we have discussions all the time, like, you know, with allowances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can give you an allowance, you know, new bathroom. Like, in a contract, I can say all your electrical fixtures, I'm going to give you a $500 allowance.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if you haven't really shopped for lighting fixtures or you're depending on your taste, that might sound like plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we regularly spend $6,000-$7,000 for a light fixture.
Sure. Yeah.
And, well, there's your budget. Gone. Done. Your allowance.
Right.
So that's what we mean. You want to set expectations properly, saying, you know, on lighting fixtures, I'd rather give you no allowance just because.
You don't know where you're going to go. But
yeah, it could be a crazy number. But appliances, we do that, but we do it based on, you know, list price, mm-hmm, or 70% of list price. And that should get you your appliances. So you have to have a big discussion, because you just sit with somebody and you're all excited about, oh, we're finally getting the new kitchen. You sign a contract and you start shopping and all of a sudden you got change order after change order. Well, that wasn't figured.
Right.
That's an extra.
Yeah.
So setting expectations so that you know what's going on. Also knowing who's going to be in your house.
Yeah. Now,
myself, I was a small company. It was me.
Right.
Me. And then my subcontractors, but I always kept an eye on them.
Right.
But if you're with a larger company, you want to know who the superintendent is. You know, you want to get to know those people.
Yeah, whoever,
so
the
you're comfortable.
Your production manager, whoever it is that's running the job on a day-to-day basis.
Right. That's, again, so you're comfortable with them.
Right.
They're going to be in your house while you're at work. They're going to be in your house all day.
Yeah. Yeah. They're there, you know, when you when you leave for work, and they're there when you get home.
Well, and that's what we always told everybody, just, you know, get out of the house by 3:30, uh-huh, or at least start cleaning by 3:30 so that it's clean. We never left, you know what I mean? I want you to come home from work and not be all stressed.
Yeah.
So one of the things too, and this goes a little bit to contracts, but don't watch for general statements. So if you have a contract that says tile, bath, floor,
mm-hmm,
that don't mean a heck of a lot. Now, what kind of tile did you have in mind? You might have thought about that 24 by 24 in marble.
Uh-huh.
I can do 12 by 12 vinyl.
Right.
You know, peel and stick.
Yeah.
And I've met my contract. I've tiled your bathroom floor.
That's
so
true.
You have to have things specified precisely.
Yeah. So you know exactly what you're getting. If it's porcelain tile or it's stone or something like that, get a little bit closer on the description than just tile floor. So,
right.
Yeah. That way you're not getting into the slap and stick stuff that is not.
Which has gotten better, but it's still slap and stick.
Oh, yeah. No.
So I've always found it to be simple, but that's why when I hear someone complain about their contractor that's doing the job, usually it's taking too long. Maybe they only work one day a week, but it's all avoidable. So when contractors setting expectations and telling you that they'll be done in a particular time frame, had you called their references, they would have told you if they had met their time frame.
On a regular
now,
basis.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm perfect. I mean, I would give my clients a schedule all blocked out, man days, the whole nine yards. And yep. Here was my anticipated end date. Sometimes I got done early. Sometimes it was a couple days later.
Yep.
The point is, there was a finish line.
Mm-hmm. You had a goal.
You know, I learned a long time ago that anybody could be a builder given all the money and all the time in the world. The trick to being a very good builder is being able to do it within a certain time frame at a certain budget.
And yeah, exactly.
And that's what we excel at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do this if you don't care how long it's going to take and how much money it costs. But if you actually worry about it, it takes a little work.
There we go. Cool. Now, are you switching that over, Randall? All right, there we go. Cool. Well, that was the tip of the week, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.